Now we'll hear a short piece, under 5 minutes, for solo oboe by Ruth Crawford Seeger, or as she has listed on the CD, simply Ruth Crawford. Born in 1901 in East Liverpool, Ohio, into a Methodist minister's family, Crawford studied piano in Jacksonville, Florida. Then she moved to Chicago in 1921 to acquire a teacher's training certificate in piano, the conventional path for women to follow at that time. But a couple of years later, she began composition lessons with Adolf Weidig. When in her piano training she was introduced to the music of Scriabin, the harmonic palette and aesthetic mysticism she encountered inspired her to explore dissonant and unusual harmonies. Transcendental modernism was the result. Based also on ideas linked to theosophy and Eastern mysticism, the transcendentalism of Emerson and Thoreau, and the imaginative traditions of Walt Whitman and Carl Sandburg, the Chicago poet who was both friend and mentor to Crawford. Later, she was influenced by Charles Seeger, the musicologist whom she married. And still later, after raising their 4 children, she became interested in researching folk music. She made a significant contribution to American culture by transcribing field recordings of American folk songs from archives at the Library of Congress and publishing many of the songs. Pete Seeger, the legendary folk singer and Crawford's stepson, was undoubtedly instructed and inspired by her work. Now, Ruth Crawford Seeger's Diaphonic Suite for Solo Flute or Oboe, which was composed in 1930. Joseph Ostrinietz is the oboist.
Uh-huh.